And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles, and that's truly what we want to do, to shed the shackles of the past. You see, a long time ago, when you were a little child, you were very close to God. You had intuition. You saw things and you knew things, and you were innocent. And then you began to be emotionalized, and it happened in many ways, through tease, pressure, through people pulling on your heartstrings, through people rejecting you and being cruel to you and confusing you and lying to you and making you doubt yourself. It's a story of everyone's life. Well, then the years went by and you were confused and you were no longer sure who you were anymore, so you clung to the peer group and you partied with them and you smoked marijuana with them and you drank with them and they comforted you. But what happened was that you had become separated through shock and through emotion and through reacting to tease and pressure, to reacting to stress on the outside, see? When little kids go off to school, it's the stress, the pressure, the other kids, the tease, the peer group, the bullying, the pressure to study, the pressure to learn, pressure. And so the pressure begins to get to the little child, and soon the little child is emotional, reacting emotionally with upset and with various physical symptoms to outside occurrences. And before you know it, the child becomes entangled in the outside, swept away by the outside, and the child begins to forget who he or she really is, a child of God. That's right, a child of God. Laugh, if you will, at the phrase, a child of God. Augustine said it so beautifully. He said, "You created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." You see, our identity, who we are, should be an extension of the Father, because we are supposed to be his children, a child of God. And the light from God, his understanding, his love, his patience, flows through you, and purpose, and meaning, and motivation, and insight, and peace of mind. All good comes from God. When you grow in his light, then you grow to be what you were meant to be, and not corrupted, but when you fall away from him, and the way you fall away is through upset, to reacting to the tease on the outside, the pressure on the outside, the challenges on the outside, then you begin to take in the identity of the world. See, the world rushes in, and then your life revolves around those outside sources of stimulation and their personality. So the personality of God, the image of God, is replaced by the image of whoever it was that corrupted you, that emotionalized you. See? And then the motivation is changed. Instead of being motivated by what you know in your heart, you become motivated by things on the outside, people on the outside, pressures on the outside, stimuli on the outside. Instead of thinking about God all the time, delighting in his presence and seeing his handiwork in the great universe in which we live and in nature. Instead, you begin thinking about your corruption, whatever it was that corrupted you. You begin to dwell upon it all the time and think about it and be motivated by it and live for it. See? But now, do you understand what Christ said when he said, "No man can serve two masters"? You can't ride two horses at the same time. You can't drive two cars at the same time. You either love the one and hate the other, hate the one and love the other. So when you are separated from God, then whatever corruption entered becomes your God. And before your corruption, you become weak-kneed and desirous of having it. Because having it then completes what has gone wrong with you. a little bit of it in you, instead of God in you, it in you. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Northern California, beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, and all across the world on the internet. Welcome, all of you. I've got a lot of listeners now in Southern California, Banning, Redlands, San Bernardino, Lake Elsinore, Hemet, Corona, Riverside, Yucaipa, Temecula, Moreno Valley. Welcome, all. That's right, I've been around for many years now, making this radio program, making my YouTube lectures and talks, a lot of them, and books. I have many books now. They're all good, in my opinion. They're thoughtful books, see? And I talk about the problem. See, it's the problem. The problem that you need help with, the problem. And the problem boils down to one thing, separation from your inner ground of good. Your roots grow out into the world and the world comes into you. And so the solution then is to refind your inner source, to refind your innocence. Do you remember when you were a little child and you had your innocence? Remember? And have you encountered someone who is kind of innocent? Someone who marches to a different drummer? They're kind of their own person. And you see it sometimes, don't you? It's beautiful. Or you see the little children. It's very beautiful. So innocence is a beautiful thing to be honored and cherished and protected. You had your innocence once, and you lost it. So now, what's the difference between you and when you were a little child? Well, the difference is now your life revolves around the things that have corrupted you, the things that you hated, and then the emotions and reactions that occurred because of your hate and your upset, and then the symptoms that came from those emotional reactions. And then seeking comfort from the world, seeking comfort, seeking relief, tension relief, pain relief, anxiety relief, seeking substitute purposes. See, you fell away from what you could have been. See, had you retained your innocence. See, when your innocence meant you were close to God and you were uncorrupted. Had you been able to hang on to that, then you would have remained on a trajectory straight to God. And you would grow in stature. Grow in stature. And you would find the kingdom of God and live in the kingdom of God right here on earth. And it would be beautiful. And yes, you would still be a mom and a dad, husband and wife, and a worker and a citizen and a friend and a neighbor, but you would have something special accompanying you all the time. You would have a brightness, and in it you would have peace of mind and delight, because you would slowly but surely, Paul said, we see in a mirror darkly and then face to face. As you grow in stature, you would grow to realize more and more about God and His goodness. And as you grow in stature, you would gain in wisdom and understanding, and forever, more and more, forever. And people would see that nobility. They would see that character. They would see that honor. They would see that patience, and it would profoundly touch them. And it would be good for your kids and for your partner, for everyone. Okay? Not of yourself, not you yourself, but what comes through you. See? See, what comes through you would then be good from God. In innocence, your innocence would grow. Christ said, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. See, your innocence would grow. But instead, what has grown? The corruption has grown. All the things that you have come to crave and to need. See? And to hate and to judge. That's your corruption has grown. And you have grown in the image of the corruption. You see? And then it's in your mind, distracting you, sidetracking you, ever taking you away from refining your innocence. Well, that's why I have a little meditation that's helpful for people who want to refine their innocence, refine their inner source of good, and then flow from it. And then good would come through you. So like I said, it wouldn't be that you are good, but that good would come through you. It would be a beautiful thing. And that's what I'm hoping to awaken you to. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, that's exactly right. See, I talked about corruption and how you lost your innocence. But your innocence is still there. That's right, your innocence is still there. You still have it. Maybe this would be something good for some of you to hear. You're wallowing right now in all of the issues and compulsions and negative thoughts and addictions and all of that, and problems with relationships and finances and everything else. You're just wallowing in those. And you think that you have lost your innocence, but you haven't. It's still there. It's just buried under layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of corruption. That's all. But see, what has happened is that you have made the mistake. Well, the first mistake was resenting. See, that was your biggest mistake, resenting other people. But now maybe you can see that you yourself are struggling. You yourself are foundering. You know, like when a ship begins to sink, what do they call that? Floundering. Now you yourself are floundering. You yourself are yelling at your kids, and you wonder, what am I doing this for? You don't really want to. You don't want to have addictions and problems and yelling and screaming and being impatient and full of anger. You don't want to be that way, do you? Of course not. Well, maybe the same thing happened to your parents. They didn't want to be the way they were either. But something had gone wrong. It went all the way back to when they were little children. So forgive them. In other words, let go of your resentment toward them. Just don't resent them anymore. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Okay? And then you can move forward. Move forward with your life. Now, then your second mistake is that you struggle with your own problems. You struggle with them. But when you struggle with them, you only become more involved with them, more entangled with them. You become more entangled. The more you struggle and you give them strength, you give them power. Your issues, your problems, your negative emotions, your negative thoughts, you actually give them strength when you struggle with them. So does that mean then just throwing in the towel and saying, well, I'm just no good? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But there's another way. There's a third way that you have to find, and it's the way of learning to stand back and watch them. Learn to stand back and watch them instead of struggling with them and resenting them. And lo and behold, a wonderful thing happens. When you stand back, you are close to God's inner light. And God's inner light shines upon these things and begins to mitigate them and make them unimportant and resolve them. Just like a beautiful sunlight shines upon and warms a towel that you hang outside and it becomes fresh and clean. That's what you must learn to do. When you learn that secret, and I can help you. My little meditation will help you. I have a free one. Okay, I have a 4-part one. It's very nice. And it has a lot of beautiful things and instructions that could be helpful to you. And books that go with it. But just get the free one. Get started with the free one. You know, like I've always said, it could do you a world of good. It teaches you how to take a mental step back from negative thoughts and emotions in which you are wallowing right now and floundering, okay? And then you're back in reality where the birds are singing, the sky is blue, and the puffy white clouds are floating overhead. And you get clear of the morass of your thinking, your emotions, and you learn to observe them instead of being lost in them. It's that simple. And then everything can begin to clear up, and life can be sweet again. Not because I say so, because that's the way it is for the sincere seeker. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
There's a beautiful quote from St. Augustine. He said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. They want to live the good life, but become frustrated when cares and issues interfere with their spiritual walk, and when impatience and hurt feelings harm their relationships with their loved ones. A right relationship with God will automatically result in right relationships with everyone and everything else. Today we have so much information. So it's not a lack of information that we suffer from. We suffer from a lack of understanding. And for a lack of understanding, people err and suffer. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. Let the journey begin. That's the back cover from my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. It's a beautiful book. It's available on Amazon.com in hardback. It's not available in Kindle yet. It will be soon. A Walk on the Spiritual Side. But you know what? I'm not trying to sell my book. What I'm trying to do is to awaken you to realize the truth of what Augustine said. He said, "You created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." God created us for himself. And when you reestablish a relationship with him, then everything good will come from him to you and through you. Everything that you need, an identity, purpose, motivation, peace of mind, joy, purpose, everything comes from him and through him. He is truly the fount of all blessings. Like the beautiful Christian hymn, "Come thou fount of every blessing." That's the name of the tune. It's so beautiful. But he is an eternal fountain. You know, remember that people were searching for the fountain of youth? People still are, you know, with facial creams and all kinds of different regimens. The fountain of eternal life is your Heavenly Father. Find him and you have found everything. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, that's right. That's right. That is a very good book. See, most people put the cart before the horse. You've heard that expression, put the cart before the horse. Well, that's what people do. They get everything backwards. They start out looking for pleasure and for selfish fulfillment. And then they find another person who they think will give them pleasure and give them some kind of purpose. And then when that person fails to satisfy, they resent that person. See? And they're either locked into that person with resentment or they go find someone else. And the relationships never work out because they begin wrongly. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all other things will be added unto you, said the Messiah. Seek first your heavenly Father. Become right with him. Have a right relationship with your Father. And then you become an extension of him. And as an extension of him, then everything in your life will be good. You'll be able to have patience and love, true love, for your loved ones, for your partner and your kids. And feeling that love, they will benefit. If you want your life and your relationships to turn around for the better, put things in their proper order. First things first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his right way, and all other things will be added unto you. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. You have created us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you. Come back to God's beautiful kingdom, where the birds are singing and the puffy white clouds are floating overhead. Come out of your negative thoughts and emotions. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.